Biden administration's issues. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Gas prices rising in the U.S. again as OPEC Plus announces decision to cut back on oil production. And the nation's crime wave continues to plague Americans. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
President Biden lashing out at Saudi Arabia for slashing oil production. On Fox News Sunday, the former Secretary of State said the president should look in the mirror. Pompeo also taking issue at Biden's comments on Armageddon, defined in the Bible as the last battle between the forces of good and evil, the end of days. Pompeo called those comments, quote, reckless. The vice president flew to Austin to talk about abortion, not high gas prices or the southern border. Crime a major issue during the midterm elections, just speaking anecdotally, I met a young mother. She says she won't even take her family to Philadelphia, just 40 minutes away.
The FBI released an annual data estimate last week showing that murder rates continued to increase last year. New York City Mayor Eric Adams declared a state of emergency Friday due to the ongoing flow of migrants sent from Texas. The influx of migrants at the southern border overwhelming Border Patrol. Fox's David Lee Miller reports.
After Mayor Eric Adams declared a state of emergency seeking state and federal aid to assist in footing the bill, at least six more buses arrived from Texas. Despite New York's plea that it can continue to provide support services for the migrants, El Paso officials say the migrants have chosen to go to New York City and that no one is being forced to go where they don't want to go. Meanwhile, the federal government on Friday sent two planes of unaccompanied teenage asylum seekers to upstate New York.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has also sent over 8,200 migrants to Washington, D.C. last week, near the home of Vice President Kamala Harris, who says the border is secure. The San Diego Padres defeating the New York Mets 6-2-0 in the final game of the National League Wild Card Series. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Abortion access becoming a major topic in Georgia's U.S. Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and GOP challenger Herschel Walker. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott in New York.
Allegations that Walker urged abortions for an ex-girlfriend seem to conflict with a stated campaign position to make abortion illegal if elected. Nebraska Republican Congressman Don Bacon says he backs Walker despite moral questions some have.
I sure do, more for the policy positions he's going to take.
Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Elissa Slotkin says in light of evidence presented,
I think what Mr. Walker is doing himself is enough for voters to see.
Both were on NBC's Meet the Press. Walker at times has denied knowing the ex-girlfriend, even though she had a child with him.
Online researchers say they've noticed an increase in Civil War chatter. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has the details.
Following the FBI's search for classified documents at former President Trump's Florida home, the Twitter posts that use the word Civil War went up by nearly 3,000% in just a few hours. The New York Times reports that media tracking firm Critical Mention says there were similar spikes on Facebook, Reddit, Gab, Parler, and Truth Social, the former president's social media platform. The posts jumped in number again after President Biden made a speech on democracy. Now, there are renewed concerns over another potential increase as the midterm elections approach.
The fall season's Hunter's Moon in full effect.
You may have noticed it before. The full moon in October appears over the horizon looking bigger and with a more orange hue than is typical. The moon tonight will appear to us fully opposite the sun, and during this time also appears to us full or nearly full for 3 days. It is called the Hunter's Moon, as this was a traditional time to begin hunting ahead of the winter. But it has also been called the dying grass, travel, or blood moon over the years as well.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.